sounds gassy. I guess this is it, guys. I said, what? Did you see that thing on a bulletin board? So what thing? This is the way it went. You notice that the conversations in army movies don't go like... I never saw any groovy army like MASH. Never. That's only in the minds of writers. It ain't in the minds of the real thing. And so Gansas said, hey, you guys see that thing down there on a bulletin board? I said, what? She said, don't ask me what. If you want to know what it is, get on and read it yourself. See, it was a you-know-what-your-buddy week. There's a certain little thing that we got in the Army, or in any of the armed forces. You probably know what it is. Have you ever heard that expression? You haven't. Well, what's the most common word you see all over the walls of the subways? It isn't, oh, darn it. What is it? Well, put a blank in this phrase. Blank your buddy week. And just fill in whatever phrase you want to use. So that's a common holiday, and we were celebrating it this Wednesday. Which means you ain't got no friends in this company. So I'm sitting there, and I said, what is it down there, Gasser? Just go down and look at it yourself. I don't chew my cabbage twice. It's all right. And there was a little general undercurrent of obscenity, which usually accompanies any comment where there's a large group of men together who are suffering from heat rash and lack of everything. It's just sort of like static. It just goes on around you. You know, you don't think of it as obscenity any longer. It's just like crickets chirping. So I get up and I wander on down to the bulletin board there with Zinsmeister, see? That's important. Remember the name, Zinsmeister. Not with a C, but with a Z, Zinsmeister. Not Zinsmeister, Zinsmeister. He spelled it with two Z's, three Y's, four S's, and another Z. That's the way it started out. So me and Zinsmeister go wandering down to the, never realizing that the forces were after us, were pursuing us relentlessly. You see, that's the thing about all of us. We like to think that the forces are after the other guys. Oh, yeah, you know, it's always, that's the way it goes. It's life. You see some guy, you know, who's been hit by a meteorite someplace, and you shrug your shoulders, and there's a deep sense, very subtle sense of superiority over the guy. You know, after all, he deserved that meteorite. He loused up, you know. And so we go wandering. You always think you're immune, see. So we wander on down to the bulletin board, and there, amid all the other announcements, we had thousands of announcements, and our company had been in this same spot, in this same quagmire, for so long, and there had been successive companies in there before us, you see, all with the same name. You know, they go on and on and on. You know, the regiment, all the way, it goes all the way back to the wars of Athenia, you know. So there were announcements there about that General Washington will make his annual survey. You go on to the bottom of these things and you find fantastic announcements. Well, did I ever tell you about what happened one time in the warehouse? Yeah, I was on a warehouse detail one time with a whole bunch of guys who were down there unloading big boxes of stuff. And just big boxes that were piled up like to the ceiling in this warehouse. Ordinary looking big square boxes. And somebody says, I wonder what the hell's in this stuff. So one of the guys pried one of them open. Would you believe it or not, it was an entire warehouse full of World War I uniforms with these high collars, you know. And you open it up and you can hear, you know, little voices singing, it's a long way to Tipperary. And I imagine that that was on the top of the pile. Had we gone all the way down, we would have found halberds and buskins and, you know, there'd have been a couple of maces down there, GI issue, still in the Cosmoline. All the way down, sure, can you imagine those guys getting their stuff issued in Hannibal's army? And they're issuing them the chain mail. The guy says, no, this one don't fit. Come on, get out, move along there. And, you know, it's the same old scene all the way down the line. And so I'm sitting in the company there and thinking about what I read in the fool's cap. You know what it said? Remember, the chief drive in this company was to get out of this company. And, of course, this is an illusion, too. That most of us believe if we can get out of the rat hole we're in now, it can't be any worse. Oh, what a joke. What a joke. That, friends, is a true joke. Because if you think you got it bad, well, there's 5 billion situations that make yours look like the Bobbsey twins at the farm. That's a fact. And you keep getting yourself into these things, see? So I'm thinking about what I read down there, and me and Zinsmeister comes back, his eyes are shining. His eyes are, you know, he sees a glimmer of hope. Zinsmeister had this fantastic IQ, and his eyeballs were just gleaming like two twin steel BBs of desire. And he sits down on the footlocker, and he says, "Let's take the test." I said, "Well, you know, I don't know nothing about that stuff." He says, "Who cares? We may pass." I said, "Okay. Here's what the announcement said. It said that they were having competitive examinations to send selected GIs of a certain age and specification to medical school to become MDs, to be automatically given the rank of captain." Oh, that's unimaginable. In our debased condition, we couldn't imagine anything. You know, it's just like saying we're holding open nominations for king now. If you want to run, that's there, you know, take the selective exam. So we thought about that, see? A couple other guys came in. Me and Zinsmeister. There was a guy named Warner comes in. He sits down. And we all talked it over. And we said, "Let's go. What do you got to lose?" Which, by the way, is one of the great mythologies of mankind. What have you got to lose, Fred? Woo-hoo! Yes, sir. So anyway, we goes down to the orderly room where they're taking these applications. And there was a whole line of guys standing in front of the desk there. The guy's writing it all out. See, because the whole company practically wants to get out. So we're signing up these things. We sign up a whole series of applications. And, of course, just like it always is in the Army, whenever you sign anything, it's like a, you know, it's like putting your laundry list in a bottle and throwing it in the Atlantic Ocean, figuring that the guy who's got your laundry down in Atlanta, Georgia, will somehow get it. Say, this is... This is, you know, you don't expect anything to ever happen with any of these things. So we signed up. So another 2-3 months go by, and we've forgotten completely about it. Because at that time, we were beginning to have fun because it was the summertime, and moss was beginning to grow under our armpits, which became our new hobby. Guys would match the moss that they were growing and mold on their shoulder blades and stuff like that. And so it was kind of exciting there for a while. And then we had the plague of gnats, which was kind of good. And the time the sand fleas came in and fought the gnats, we were sitting there watching them. That went on for a week. And the time we had the bats that came in, we had about 10,000 bats that came in to chase the chickens out. So it was an exciting time. And suddenly, without any warning, 8 a.m., one morning, we fall out for reveille, and names are called off. The following men will fall into the weapons carrier in suntan uniforms, cleaned and pressed. You will wear ties. You are taking an examination. And the name Shepherd was on that list. The name Zinsmeister was on that list. The name Warner was on that list. Also, the name Allen was on that list. Crawford was on that list. Bonfeld was on that list. Not to mention, why go on? And we were transported to a large shed about 4 miles away where several men from the medical corps sat with us for 4 hours that day, and we took very involved examinations. I never took such exams in my whole life. They kept giving us different ones, and they kept timing them. And I got involved. I got excited because I was really doing it. Suddenly my brain was working. It was really working. Have you had those moments when your brain actually worked? Boy, those are exciting times, aren't they? Don't you ever look back on those days when you didn't have cheesecake between the ears and your head worked? and my head was working this day. And I looked over, and there's Zinsmeister sitting there, and the roses were in his cheeks for the first time. He was hitting them, too. Well, 3 weeks later, we were informed, a group of 36 of us, that we were on our way in just 10 days to medical school. Medical school! I'm going to be a surgeon! A surgeon! What are you going to be, Zinsmeister? Oh, I think I'll be how about an endocrinologist? That sounds good. Yeah. They do something with the ears, don't they? We sat there for hours, and we were pretending like we were taking each other's pulses. Come over here, Gasser. You know, hey, oh, boy, Gasser. Oh, wow. Oh, you must have had some action down at the PX. Oh, boy, you're going to... And we were, you know, just flipping. You don't want to hear the rest of this. I don't want to tell you the rest of it. I don't want to tell you the rest of it. But I will. To show you that there are forces that go way beyond Agnew and all this little stuff. It's the real thing. 2 weeks later, 19 guys were shipped out to places like Tulane Medical School, Loyola Medical School, Harvard Medical School. And the rest of us sat around. We were qualified. We had passed the test. I got 97. In fact, that medical corps major said to me, you know, you're a born neurologist. I said, well, some got it, some ain't, you know. I was just waiting. And the rest of us were sent deeper in the swamp to an infantry outfit that was on its last maneuvers before its suicide charge. Years went by. Years, years, and years. And I remember one day, that terrible day, I'm walking down a long, lonely road. After years, I have made honorary T5, which is a corporal. I see coming in a jeep towards me, Crawford. Major Crawford, Medical Corps. Didn't even notice me. Just went on right by. He was with seven nurses, all sitting on one knee. And then, a few years afterwards, I found out why. Alphabetical. The quota. They just took them from the top. It was all fair. After all, you start at the top. Zinsmeister, God only knows what happened to Zinsmeister. I don't think they ever gave him his discharge. That was alphabetical, too.